Dr. Pinsky with an IME on a male named Ronald Alexander. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Alexander as described in my reports of 12, 10, 20, 12, 15, 22, comma, and a third report as well. Appeared these all pertain to injuries he allegedly sustained in an accident at work on 1/18/20. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Alexander is now a 64-year-old male and reports he injured his lower back at work on 11/18/22. Period. He simply states he was driving the bus and felt pain in his lower back due to getting older. Period. He did not convey any traumatic activities. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He was treated with physical therapy and injections. Period. He currently does use cryotherapy for his shoulder on a regular basis. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging on 11/18/22, while abruptly stopping the bus, he injured his lumbar spine. Period. Treatment records show he had a lumbar MRI on 7/14/23. That was not compared to any prior studies. Period. At 04-5, there was annular bulge eccentric to the right with posterior element degeneration. Period. This results in recessed stenosis and foraminal narrowing on the right greater than left. Period. There was L1-2, L3-4, and L5-S1 annular bulging flattening the fecal sac. Period. He did receive physical therapy in the dates indicated above. Period. I am in receipt of progress notes from Dr. Dolan, who is a pain specialist. Period. On 9/28/23, he instilled a lumbar epidural steroid injection. Period. He initially came under the care of Dr. Pulser in the same group on 9/8/23 at the referral of Dr. Kirshner. Period. He stated on 11/18/22 while working as a bus operator. He was the restrained driver of a bus when he had to slam on his brakes to avoid hitting a pedestrian. Period. He went to urgent care a few days later and had an x-ray of the lumbar spine. Period. Since then, he had been attending physical therapy with some relief. Period. He was also taking Celebrex. Period. He denied any prior lumbar history. Period. Dr. Pulser treated him through 10/13/23. Period. He had come under the spine surgical care of Dr. Kirshner on 5/3/28 with a need for treatment evaluation. Period. He reported being the restrained driver of his bus, driving slowly to approach a bus stop when a pedestrian went into the street in front of him and he had to slam on the brakes to avoid hitting the person. But initially he was in shock. Period. The next day he had a lot of low back pain and called out of work for the next 2 days. Period. On the Monday he went to Atlantic Care, urgent care, and had x-rays of the lumbar spine. Period. He was referred to Dr. Baligo, who recommended orthopedic and neurosurgical evaluation, as well as lumbar x-rays and a lumbar MRI. Period. He denied any prior injuries to his lower back, but did have a cyst on his lower back removed about 10 years earlier. Period. He was currently complaining of left side of lower back pain radiating to the left anterior thigh with numbness and tingling in that same region. But he also has pain into his right buttock and into his right posterior thigh, described as a burning sensation. Period. On 5/11/23, Dr. Kirshner referred the petitioner for physical therapy. period, he continued to be seen by Dr. Kirshner over the next several months, running through 10/26/23 period. At that time, Mr. Alexander reported feeling improved with the injection given by Dr. Pulsar, period, who was working full duty. Period. Dr. Kirshner deemed he was capable of working full duty right now. Period. He did follow up with Dr. Kirshner on 8/17/23 to review the lumbar MRI. Period. He noted the study of 7/14/23 showed good preservation of the normal lumbar lordotic curve and no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Period at L3-4, there was a broad bilateral disc bulge causing mild bilateral foraminal narrowing. Period L4-5 shows degenerative disc disease with a broad bulging disc with a broad right-sided herniated disc with an annular fissure along with hypertrophic facet joints causing moderate left foraminal and left lateral recess stenosis. Period L5-S1 showed a mild annular bulge without evidence of spinal stenosis. Period overall, he thought there was L4-5 degenerative disc disease with the broad right-sided herniated disc causing moderate left foraminal and left lateral recess stenosis. Period recommended follow-up with pain management for a lumbar epidural injection. Period. Put this in bold. Interestingly, I am not in receipt of any treatment notes from the date of the incident of 11/18/22 running through the records just described, period. On 10/26/23, Dr. Kirshner did not recommend surgery and placed the petitioner at maximum medical improvement, period. New paragraph, I was already in receipt of several different diagnostic study reports, none of which involved the lumbar spine, period. However, he did treat orthopedically with Dr. Alber, A-L-B-E-R, from 3/10/20 through 10/18/21, period. Physical exam, general appearance, he states he feels a lot better since the accident. Period extremities, upper normal, lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was tender at the left created trochanter, but not the right. Period, the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 11/18/22, Ronald Alexander was the restrained driver of a bus that had to stop suddenly to avoid striking a pedestrian. Period, the petitioner alleges he had to slam on the brakes, and this caused him to have pain in the lumbar spine, for which he went to urgent care a few days later. Period. He saw Dr. Baliga, who recommended he had an MRI. Period. This was done shortly thereafter without what appears to be any attempts at conservative treatment, including therapy. Period. He did belatedly participate in physical therapy. Period. He was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner and had epidural injections from Dr. Pulsar and Dr. Dolan with significant relief. Period. As of 10/26/23, Dr. Kirshner deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, the current examination was quite benign. Period. The petitioner stated he feels a lot better now. Period. Did full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Where provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. He had no weakness or sensory deficits in any of the four extremities. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back from the incident of 11/18/22. Period. The mechanism of injury is not one that I would consider severe. Period. His radiographic studies did show multi-level degenerative disc disease, primarily disc bulges, and possibly a single herniation. Period. The latter did not correlate well with his left-sided symptoms. Period. Mr. Alexander did well with physical therapy and injections. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty with the insured. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. The MRI findings are incidental. Period. End.